So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking, what if aliens existed?
Well, I certainly don't think they'd appear as some Hollywood producer with your exact face because my human mask machine glitched.
Oh, me neither. I think they'd be great with googly eyes.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So this movie's called Disclosure Day, and it's about the existence of aliens being revealed to humanity.
Oh, okay. Really dive into the global repercussions, see how it affects the world.
Well, no. I was thinking we go right up to the disclosure, and then we just kind of end it.
Oh, so should we call this Disclosure Day's Eve?
Why would we do that?
I think people might get mad when they realize. It's like if you went to watch The Day After Tomorrow and then you find out it's about tomorrow.
I think it'll be okay. So we're gonna meet this guy Daniel, and he's stolen alien evidence from an evil corporation called Wardex.
Okay, so he's gonna upload it online, get it out into the world.
No. That would never work. The only way the public would ever believe this news is if it came from the most trusted source on Earth, a local American news station.
Well, that's not true.
You sure? Because there's a billboard right outside for the local news station, and it says, "The only news you can trust."
I think that's like a slogan.
Well, damn it.
It's okay, maybe this is like an alternate universe where that's the case.
And also them reporting something means that everybody believes it without question?
Sure.
Great. So anyway, Noah Scanlon, the head of Wardex, he wants to stop disclosure because he thinks that that would just, you know, the world would go into chaos.
What's the world like now?
The world's in total chaos.
Got it.
So for the whole movie, Daniel and his girlfriend Jane are gonna try to avoid getting captured by these evil Wardex people.
Is that gonna be hard to do? Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, anytime these Wardex agents show up, they seem to only be able to look in one direction as a group?
What do you mean?
Well, at various times when they show up, Daniel's easily able to sneak out a window or hide behind a rock or behind a fence that's just three sticks barely holding together.
So how do these incompetent guys keep finding them?
Well, see, Scanlon has a special thingy.
Having a special thingy is tight.
And this thingy is alien tech that lets him kind of take over people, so he keeps, like, possessing Jane to find out where they are.
Very sneaky.
Yeah, but Daniel figures it out pretty fast, so when they get to this motel, they hide everything in the room that has the hotel's name or address on it.
So how do they find them there?
Well, after all that hiding stuff, Daniel gets sleepy, and he falls asleep holding a paper with the name and address on it.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So anyway, the bad guys eventually do capture Daniel, but before that, he slips a little alien device to Jane.
Oh, so Scanlon can just mind control her again and take it.
Yeah, but he's not gonna.
Why not?
Because.
That works.
And so also, meanwhile, we're gonna start following the movie's other protagonist.
Oh, there's another one.
Sure is, sir. Her name's Margaret, and she starts talking a bunch of alien gibberish on TV, and then she can also read people's minds.
Oh.
And appear to them as their deceased loved ones.
What?
Yeah, that's gonna be like the main way she gets out of situations, just kind of emotionally traumatize someone and walk past them.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and she also has this freaking like alien GPS in her brain that's telling her where Daniel is and that she should go to him.
Wait, why is her alien GPS brain directing her to him?
Ah, we'll see, because we find out they actually both have a connection to the aliens.
Oh.
And when we find that out about Daniel, he's standing in a field and a bunch of crop circles suddenly appear.
What are those about?
Those are about looking cool in the trailer and nothing else.
Sounds good to me.
So they go see this guy, Hugo, who's leading the team of whistleblowers from Windex.
Did you say Windex?
I don't think so. So the whole movie, we get snippets of him talking on the phone in a warehouse while stuff's being built behind him.
Very mysterious.
And now we find out what's being built is an exact replica of Margaret's childhood home.
Why'd he build that?
Because he wants to try and jog her memory to remember something from childhood.
He didn't want to start by just showing her a picture, see if that worked.
No, he just immediately goes full Nathan Fielder. Anyway, it works.
Maybe a VR experience. Anyway, what does she remember?
That her and Daniel were both abducted by aliens as children, and she was given the power of empathy and him of listening.
How come?
To be able to disclose the truth to humanity or something.
Something. Couldn't they just do that themselves?
No. It has to be a little complicated, or this is not gonna be a full-length movie.
Fair enough.
So anyway, eventually they head to the local news station, the most trusted source of information ever that no one has ever questioned.
Right.
But then freaking Windex goons show up and destroy the station's power supply.
I think you definitely said Windex that time.
Doubt it. Then freaking Jane shows up with that device, and Margaret is able to use it to turn the TVs back on and whatnot.
Oh, this thingy can do that?
This thing can do anything I want it to do in any given scene. At a certain point, it makes people invisible for a while.
Neat. So what do the bad guys do?
Give up.
Oh.
Yeah, Scanlon straight up takes a seat to watch, and all the other guys just walk away.
Well, great. Yeah, I mean, if the movie's almost over, why would he keep trying? What, is he gonna keep trying during the credits? That makes no sense.
So they disclose that aliens are real, and then Hugo wheels out this live alien he's had this whole time.
He's had a live alien this whole time? Why not just bring that to the studio?
Because the way this works is that this old alien's gotta whisper something to Daniel, who has the power of listening.
Uh-huh. And he's got to translate that for Margaret, who has the power of empathy.
Right.
And she's got to share this message with the world. And what's the message?
Well, she looks right into the camera and says, "Listen." And then what?
And then we cut to credits. So what do you think?
Wait, what was that?
We're done. What do you think?
I don't know. This movie sounds like a long chase scene where the chasers are not very good at chasing.
Kind of.
And then ends right when the interesting thing about the premise happens.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We can market it as Spielberg's triumphant return to Aliens.
It has been a while since Crystal Skull. All right, let's do that.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.